بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we start a new chapter. باب وجوب طاعة ولاة الأمر في غير معصية وتحريم طاعتهم في المعصية. The chapter on the obligation to obey those in authority in lawful matters and the prohibition of obeying them in unlawful matters. So here we speak about the chapter to obey those in authority in those things that are permissible to obey them. And disobeying those that are in authority, even though they are in authority, but when it comes to the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, when it comes to unlawful matters, then even those people that are in authority should not be obeyed. In other words, the authority of Allah Ta'ala is the ultimate authority. And those that are in authority, if they are in conformity with the law that's above them, which is the law of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the law of the Sharia, then we obey even those that are in authority. But if the law of the land, if the authority is going against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we don't obey the law of the land. So this is a very simple thing. For example, the law of the land tells us that we must drive on the left hand side, and if we're overtaking then we go on the right hand lane. On a normal road you drive on the left hand side, and you'll find in other countries the law is that they must drive on the right hand side. In ours we'll drive on the left. If we have to overtake then we go to the right and we overtake and come back to the left. Now that law is not going against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in that law, we don't disobey the authority, even though we are in a non-Muslim country here. But that law is not going against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we obey it. Muslims that are living in a Muslim country, that law now is in conformity with the law of Islam. In other words, not going against the law of Islam. So there is no harm in these type of laws, administrative laws, etc. However, when there is a law that's in place, and that law now is going directly contrary to the law of Islam, then we give the law of Islam preference and we don't give the law of the land preference. For example, one example is coming to mind, that the law of the land says that if there's any amounts that are outstanding, there's anybody owing you any money, these amounts should be, the interest should be charged of it. If you don't charge interest on it, people owing another person, owing a business, owing a trust money, and if they don't charge interest on it, then what the government will do is they will deem interest on it, or they'll deem a donation on that amount that's not outstanding. So in other words, they're telling you that if somebody is owing you money, you must charge them interest on that money. Now that law is going against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now here a person, even though he's living in a country, whether it's a Muslim country or not Muslim country, but if the law is going against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now we obey the law of Allah ta'ala. The law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate law. There isn't any law above the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what this chapter is speaking about. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. In Surah Nisa, Allah Ta'ala is saying that, believers, obey Allah Ta'ala, obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and obey those in authority amongst you. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and obey those in authority amongst you. This is a very important part of the ayat. Wa ulil amri minkum. This ayat, unfortunately, during the COVID time, was being abused without understanding. See what a chapter Imam Nawawi rahmatullah has brought. That obeying the authority in lawful matters, disobeying the authority in unlawful matters. So some people were quoting this ayat. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, o you who believe, ati'u Allah, obey Allah, wa ati'u Rasul, obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ, and obey those that are given authority from amongst you. مِنْكُمْ, from amongst you. In other words, from you. What is you? Muslims. Those that are given authority from the Muslims. Anyway, I was explaining that sometimes people misuse this. So people were saying that when the government fell, now the masjid should all close. And the numbers should be restricted to a specific number. And then later they were not opening it, but you see the malls were open. And the entertainment areas were open, and sometimes the aeroplanes were full and the taxis were full, everything. The person was not allowed to come to the masjid. So now you see, people were quoting this ayat, just as an example, that obey the authority. The authority is saying don't go to the masjid, so now nobody must go to the masjid. Yet everything else could be operating, but nobody should go to the masjid. Now you'll find that why would this ayat of the Quran is not referring to that. Firstly, the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that a person should go to the masjid, number one. Number two is, Ulil amri minkum ya means from those amongst you. Now we can't say that the non-Muslim, the kafir government is from amongst us. They're not from amongst us. They have their own interests, they have their own ideas, they have their own thoughts. So therefore it is very, very important to understand ayat of Quran in perspective. First thing Allah Ta'ala is saying, Atiyu Allah, that the highest authority is Allah. O you who believe, obey Allah. Atiyu Rasul, obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is the next authority. Wa ulil amri minkum. And now under that laws, those authorities that are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that now we should obey so long as they are in conformity. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. See how beautiful the ayat of the Quran, the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Here also one thing that comes out is that those that are in authority should be obeyed. In other words, they are given the authority, they should be respected, they should be obeyed. As I mentioned before, that there is a proviso here, so long as they are obeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then also they should be obeyed. Why? Because Islam always teaches us about responsibilities and the West teaches us about rights. We look at what is our responsibilities to those that are above us. What is our responsibility to Allah Ta'ala? What is our responsibility to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? What is our authority? What is our responsibility to those that Allah Ta'ala has put in charge of us? And a non-Muslim, a secular, how he would look at it is he'll look to see what is my rights? What rights do I have as a citizen? What rights can I demand? What rights can I enforce? You see what a big difference in the outlook of the mind of a Muslim. A Muslim all the time is saying, what responsibility do I have towards my parents? What responsibility do I have towards my children? What responsibility do I have to my neighbors? What responsibility do I have to my staff? What responsibility do I have to the community? All the time he's checking himself rather than checking the next person to see how I can extract from the next person. This is not the style of a Muslim. A Muslim is always looking to see how he can do for the next person. So therefore you'll find the ayat of the Quran and the hadith generally speaking about a person fulfilling the responsibilities of others, taking care of the rights of others rather than demanding any rights. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.